Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you fast-paced, exclusive interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, brands, artists, and authors that are making a real difference in our communities. I absolutely love sharing what's happening in the communities we serve, keeping you connected to local events, opportunities, and accessible health and wellness information right in our own backyard. Today, we're shining a spotlight on destigmatizing plant medicine and highlight its role in holistic health, sustainable textiles, and industrial development. This conversation holds such a heavy space of interest in my future endeavors of achieving my adult goals and farming hemp, herbs, and muscadine on my family land at the Balmer Estates, which supplies the beauty and restaurant industry through herbal farming. Today, I am honored to introduce to the listeners of The King, Renee Palmer, owner of Black Book Management Group, who is presenting to Metro Atlanta an immersive experience through her journey in business as founder and chief creative officer of Cannabody Designs. In this episode, we're going to dive into the who, what, why, when of this incredible event coming to Metro Atlanta, and most importantly, how you can support this informational pop-up experience. Without further ado, Renee, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Tamika. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to share with you all things Cannabody Designs powered by Black Book.
Yes.
I am an entrepreneur on a never-ending journey. I have found a way to merge my amazing corporate background of over 25 years of marketing, brand development, and community engagement along with a passion project of mine, if you will.
Okay.
Cannabody Designs. Been in the Metro Atlanta area for 35 years. Proud alumnae of the Clark Atlanta University.
Okay.
And I recently migrated up north to the Midwest to the Chicago area because Illinois is easier to do business in the space that I'm in now, in the space that I'm focusing on in Illinois because it is fully legalized.
Renee, it is truly a pleasure to connect with you and share your story. Just hearing your journey and passion already tells us so much about who you are and the purpose behind what you do. So with that being said, and you sharing a little bit of background with us about Cannabody Designs, let's dive right in. Tell us about Cannabody, how it all began, and the vision that inspired you to create and grow this business.
Absolutely. I mentioned having an amazing corporate career. What I didn't know is that I was falling out of corporate at a time that the recession couldn't be seen, and I fell hard without a safety net. At that time, I created Black Book Concierge, as well as the Rim Lab Consulting Group, taking my vast corporate experience and my amazing network to be able to answer where should I go, who should do this, provide that through the concierge while providing business support to people who were also falling out of corporate. After about 10 years, merged the two businesses and in 2018, recreated and rebranded as the Black Book Management Group, where we offer concierge level services to our business consultants. During that time, the cannabis discussion has always been around me. Mm-hmm. It was never the stigma that is carried in the general public. Mm-hmm. It was always something that grown people did, just like they smoke cigarettes and cigars and drink alcohol, right? And so for me, it was a level of success. I remember fondly the shoebox underneath my father's custom-made French cuff dress shirts.
Okay, I found my grandma's in her lingerie drawer.
Yes, right. So for me, I knew once I got successful, this is something I could do to celebrate that success. Mm-hmm. That's how I looked at it.
Right.
That's what my world taught me.
That's grown world right there. That's grown folks business.
Yes. And then fast forward to shortly, and I'm saying shortly, less than 5 years before cannabis was fully legalized in the state of Illinois, a dear family friend was executed as he used his body as a human shield to protect a child child as two misguided youth broke into a home in Chicago to steal their stash.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Scotty was murdered. My background is marketing, and my way to fight back about this thing that I knew to celebrate as an adult was being weaponized in the streets also by people who look like us is, let's talk about it. We got to get comfortable talking about mm-hmm. it. Why is it so hush-hush?
Right.
Thus came Canna Body Designs.
Okay.
I've created three signature slogans that ultimately this is wearable art designed to create mainstream conversation about cannabis, from health and wellness, socioeconomic, and revenue opportunities, particularly for folks that look like me.
Come on, Renee Palmer. You better talk to them about Canna Body Designs and what it do. Okay?
I want people to ask the question. Mm-hmm. I want people, what is this about? The what? Slogans are Let's Grow, which speaks to the revenue opportunities. This is currently a $38 billion industry. If we don't, we as melanated folks, we need to treat this as our Coca-Cola. This is our opportunity mm-hmm. to create generational wealth for years and generations to come. Generations that we will never breathe the same air will be able to thrive because of what we do in this space right here and right now.
I couldn't agree more, because when it comes to the beauty industry, cannabis, it attacks so many things. I could only imagine the wealth of things that it attacks through health. But as a licensed esthetician, I know that it can attack acne, skin cancer, dermatitis. You know, it can heal wounds. It can do so many things when it comes to the aesthetics fields. And just being able to destigmatize, as you say, about the cannabis industry, what it does and or what it does not do, you will shed light on what it can do for you. And I believe that Canna Body Designs has a very important event that's coming up. Since the listeners gotten a chance to know more about Canna Body Designs, how can they support it, and tell us what you have coming up and how they can participate?
Tamika, I've got to tell you, I'm so excited. I decided when I was here in Atlanta a few weeks ago, it's time. And we have produced a day-long immersive pop-up experience, Holidays. Holidays is on Saturday, December 20th at the Bookstore Gallery on Edgewood, right in the heart of downtown. We will have a day of immersive educational experience, exposure, and empowerment. That's our goal for Saturday. We have a brunch and learn from 12:30 to 3:30 where we have medical doctors and professionals coming in to discuss just that, the health and wellness aspects, opportunities, benefits of cannabis, and how you can use cannabis to support your health and wellness. Then we'll have some fun with a Happy Days Happy Hour, where we will have a local mixologist create some amazing mocktails that are elevated to, again, socially medicate us.
Okay,
finally,
come on.
We'll have a Canna After Dark roundtable discussion with business professionals that work in and around the space, and cannabis is part of their everyday life and the business that they do and thrive in.
Oh, wow. Did you all hear what she said? Can you tell the folks about some of the people that will be featured at this event?
Absolutely. We have some powerhouse women medical professionals. Dr. Felicia Dawson will be in the house. Dr. Cassandra Parks, a sexologist, as well as Dr. Amy Hong, who is a pharmacist in the healthy plant space.
She has some certified people to come through here and speak with you all. Where the doctor is in, it's going to be a brunch and learn from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday with Dr. Felicia Dawson, a cannabis advocate, educator, and consultant. She says she's having Dr. Cassandra Parks Evans, a board certified sexologist, consultant, and coach. And we have Amy. Tell us more about Amy again, Ms. Renee.
Yep, Amy just confirmed with us. We are so glad to add her to the lineup. She is actually a pharmacist in the medical cannabis space.
Perfect. And again, just to remind my listeners, we have this event coming up called Holidays, happening on Edgewood Avenue at 488 Edgewood Avenue at the Bookstore Gallery. Edgewood, again, there are two different locations, but you will be going to the 488 Edgewood Avenue location. Ms. Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for sharing your heart, your vision, and your incredible journey with us today. You have had some some up and you've had some lows. But with those lows that you had, you have used it to be able to turn it around, to be able to help destigmatize the conversations among us when it comes to cannabis. I want to tell you that your work is inspiring, and on behalf of the Voice on the King, we salute you for uplifting and empowering the community with holistic values and wellness knowledge. Before you go, please let our listeners know how they can stay connected with Cannabody Designs and the movement.
Absolutely. The way to stay connected with Cannabody Designs most closely is follow us on Instagram, and that's at canna_body_designs with an S. Tickets for holidays are available on Event Noir. And I want to put out here that this is about wellness with a purpose. You don't have to smoke to show up. If you're curious, if you want education, you care about your mind, body, and community, this is an event for you.
That's right. And I want you to know that Black Book creates experiences that moves our culture forward, not just events. So it's definitely something that you want to be a part of. Miss Renee, thank you again for being my guest here on this episode of The Voice on the King.
Thank you so much for having me. I'd like to say, hey, I invite you all to come out on Saturday. Come out for that conversation and you can leave with some clarity.
Leave with clarity in more than one way, okay?
Absolutely.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.